time management, writing craft, marketing, quick tips for busy writers. This is the Juggling Author Podcast.
Hello there, author Jim Heskett here, and today I want to talk to you about a very important topic that's near and dear to my heart. Well, no, that's actually, none of that's true. Well, it's true that I am Jim Heskett, and it's true that this is the Juggling Author Podcast. And did you know you can get a free book at thejugglingauthor.com when you drop in your email address? No, here's the true. Here's what I actually want to talk to you about. I want to talk about paperbacks and the pros and cons of having paperbacks along with your ebooks. And audiobooks will be a different post. I talked about that like a week ago, right? Didn't I? Yeah. I'm in a bit of a time displacement vortex at the moment, so I'm not quite sure what day or what year it is, but that's a completely separate issue. So let's talk about paperbacks. And we'll talk about the pros and cons of paperbacks. The pros of paperbacks are thus. One, it's really nice to be able to hold a book you wrote in your hands, but that is a very selfish pleasure and doesn't really account for a whole lot. But yeah, you know, it's nice to be able to hold something you wrote in your hands, to put it up on the shelf, to say, look at me, I wrote that. Another thing is, maybe people in your audience buy paperbacks. Probably not, though. Unless you're selling a crap ton of books, you're probably not selling a lot of paperbacks. If you write nonfiction, yeah, you're probably selling paperbacks. Maybe there are certain genres. I write thrillers, and my paperback sales pale in comparison to my ebook sales. I basically sell about 95% ebooks, a few percent audiobooks, and a few percent paperbacks. So the pros of having a paperback, if you're looking to sell a bunch, probably aren't there. If you sell children, if you write children's books, or if you do workbooks, or if you do any kind of nonfiction, definitely there's a lot of, you're going to sell more paperbacks than you would if you just write garden variety fiction. Another thing, and probably one of the main benefits of having a paperback, is that Amazon does this little trick where if you have a $3.99 ebook and an $11.99 paperback, when you look on the ebook page, they will show the price as $11.99 and then show a line through it and show $3.99 underneath it. So even if you're not discounting your ebook, it looks like it's cheaper in comparison to your paperback. At least as of this recording, that's how Amazon shows it. But in the future, who knows if Amazon will still show it that same way. But as of now, that's how they do it. So those are the pros to having paperback. You know, it's just kind of nice to have one. Maybe you'll sell a few extra copies to people who aren't into ebooks. And it's a nice to show, it makes your ebook look cheaper in comparison. And now let's talk about the cons to having a paperback. So the first con, and probably the main con, is that it's if you're a juggling author, time is valuable to you, and to produce a paperback costs extra time. I think they're a lot harder to format than they are ebooks. Now, as a Mac user, I own the Vellum Complete Edition, which has Vellum for ebooks and Vellum for print. So when I used to do paperbacks, it took me a long time to get it right, because you had to, you know, get it in Word, then you had to get the dimensions correct, and then you had to go in and fiddle with headings and stuff. It was a big pain in the ass. But now that I have Vellum Print makes it a lot easier, but it's still an extra step, and you still have to spend the extra expense to get the paperback cover made. Then you have to do all that uploading. That, you know, definitely, because it takes like, 2.5 minutes to upload an ebook to Amazon. But at least as of now, with KDP Print still in its infancy, it takes probably like 20 minutes to upload a paperback to KDP Print, because for some reason it takes it forever to verify. And then you have to get an author proof shipped to you, which costs money. Then you have to look through it to make sure that everything came out the way you wanted. So paperback definitely adds a lot of time to your post-writing production schedule. Another con is that if you're interested in owning the ISBNs, you're going to have to pay for those ISBNs. And those can be, unless you live in Canada, where you lucky bastards get them for free, in the United States, and I'm not sure about other countries, but you're probably buying those ISBNs. Of course, you can get the free one provided to you by Amazon if you're using KDP Print. But I don't really like that, because then under the publisher, it says Amazon is the publisher, and I want my imprint name there. So I buy my ISBNs. Another con to it, and like when I talked about in the audiobook episode, see, I'm starting to remember it now, is that paper books are semi-permanent. Now, in the audiobook episode, I talked about when you create an audiobook, you're entering into a 7-year contract, and you can't just pull it down if you don't like it. With a paperback, you have a little bit more flexibility, but the problem is, so here's the thing, if you upload an ebook, if you just throw an ebook up there and a week later you realize, man, I should not have done that, this book isn't ready, or it's getting terrible reviews, or I want to take this down and completely rewrite it, you can remove an ebook and it essentially is like it never happened. Maybe there'll be some blog posts out there referencing it, some things you can't control. But you can, if you only have an ebook version up, you can stop people from downloading that content if you pull it down. With a paperback, yes, you can unpublish the paperback, but all that means is that people won't be able to get new copies. Because if you have your paperback out there, and if it's out there for, you know, any length of time, there are people, basically, there will be a third-party market for that ebook. So even if you pull an pull a print book down, people can still get it. So it's semi-permanent in that way. And I've made some mistakes in that land. Like with my Micah Reed series, after I had written 8 books in the series, I was thinking of the series naming convention, and I really wanted to change a couple of the titles, because the titles for most of the books were 2-word titles, but there were 2 books that had different, that one had 3 words and one had 1 word. And I wanted to rename them. But the problem was I'd already published paperbacks with those titles. So what I did was I pulled them down and I bought a new ISBN, uploaded a new paperback with the titles that I wanted. But the problem is that those old paperbacks with the old titles are still there on Amazon, and there's basically nothing I can do to ever get rid of them. And that sucks, but it's, you know, lesson learned. Now I know that I'm only going to upload a paperback if I'm sure that basically that title is something that I want to have out there for the rest of time. And so there are basically some things to consider. You know, think about those cons and think about those pros and weigh them and decide if you want to have that paperback put up there. Oh, there's one other pro that I neglected to mention that just came to mind, is that when you write a book that would be, like, you just upload a book that's, say, 60,000 words, Amazon is going to say that it's, you know, 205 pages in ebook format, because it just does some kind of magical calculation about the length. But then if you put it into paperback, you know, you can make your paperback basically however long you want. So your 60,000 word book could be a 310 page paperback. So when you upload that ebook and you upload the corresponding paperback, you can then tell Amazon, hey, change my ebook pages to match the 310 from the paperback. So if that book length is a concern, you can adjust it up or down by your paperback, by how big you make the margins and the font, the margins, the font, the line spacing, all that kind of stuff to control how long you want that paperback to be. So that's my thoughts on paperbacks. So there's your pros, your cons, weigh them both and decide if that's something that you want to do. And as always, thanks for listening. And, you know, if you have a dog, make sure you get him to the vet to get all those shots, because Rover deserves the best. All right. Have a great day.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the Juggling Author Podcast. Make sure to rate and review the show on iTunes and visit www.thejugglingauthor.com for free bonuses and more info about the show.